That's it. Just let us know. It doesn't even have to be a hit.
You've got a friend.
Ah, that's a good one. That's a pretty good one. Let us know what that what your favorite song is and win these two tickets to see Steve Leslie tonight at the Performing Arts Center, 7:30, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House is promoting tonight's State of the Union address. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president's going to lay out what he has done the last 3 years, the successes that he's had, historic successes that he's had. He's going to speak to how he sees the future.
Donald Trump is promising a live play-by-play. House Speaker Mike Johnson taking the president to task over the border crisis, telling CBS Mornings.
He has full authority to close that border completely right now, but he won't do it. And there are 7 or 8 other executive authority actions that he has in statute that he could use, but he won't.
The woman in charge of weapons on the set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust faces up to 18 months in prison when she's sentenced in New Mexico in May. CBS's Elise Preston on the armorer's involuntary manslaughter conviction.
During closing arguments, the prosecution said Gutierrez-Reed repeatedly broke safety protocol and failed to properly check the ammunition.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An appeals court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. Republicans are slamming Vice President Kamala Harris after yesterday's Wisconsin visit. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming.
The very same working people that she was standing in front of have been the most punished under this administration. That is demonstrably true.
Harris was in Madison to talk about apprenticeships in the trades and infrastructure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Daylight savings time is this Sunday, March 10th. While it's only a one-hour time change, research shows people tend to lose about 40 minutes of sleep because of the shift.
Well, daylight savings time affects our sleep patterns because, I mean, we're losing that hour of sleep. It can make you feel irritable, be extra sluggish, and it can affect your overall, it's hard on your body, so it affects your health.
That's Rebecca Wagner, a Spirus polysomnographic technologist.
Adjusting to a time change would be just having a harder time falling asleep because it's either earlier or later. Getting to sleep and then staying asleep just because it's off your schedule. It can also affect your how you feel when you wake up in the morning, making it harder to wake up.
She says you shouldn't take naps to try to make up for sleep loss, avoid rigorous activity before bed, and limit screen time at night. Sleep is foundational to our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Partly cloudy and still mild today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be cloudy with some showers after midnight, a low 33. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light rain. We could get up to a quarter inch in a few spots. Our high tomorrow, near 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together. Good to have you with us, Terry. And good to be joined by our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society. Always appreciate them joining us on Thursdays, bringing us our pet of the week and an update on the great things going on over there. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm tired, but that's
I can imagine. It's one of those mornings, and you guys are so busy over there. I want to get an update, and with the Humane Society, want to certainly talk about some events that they have going on over there, but let's kick things off with our pet of the week.
Okay, this week we've got a multiple again. Like last week we had the two. This week will be cats. As the listeners maybe know, we had 32 cats from a hoarding case, and we still have 25 of them. And 15 are ready to be adopted.
Excellent.
They all needed medical treatment, and there was some issues with some of them. But the staff has told me there are 7 really great cats out there.
Yeah.
That are ready to go. They're looking for a forever home.
Mm-hmm.
They are basically domestic short hairs, but they're mixed breed.
Okay.
They're mostly white with a lot of black markings on them. I think there's a lot of brother, sister, father, mother kind of thing there with all these cats because they were all in the same house for a number of years.
Yeah.
These seven, though, are actually all litter box trained already.
Excellent.
Very playful, and they just want attention. So
yeah.
If anybody is looking for a nice...
They need a lap to sit on.
Yep, yep. And these are beautiful cats. They look so friendly, so sweet. I'm looking at the website right now where you can see these animals yourself at CWCHS.com. SWCHS.com. They're beautiful. There's this little one here, a pelican. Looks adorable. Looks adorable. There's some great cats, some great animals for you at the Humane Society. Look, just waiting for their forever home. Be sure to check them out. That's a great one. And appreciate the work the Humane Society does when it comes to these hoarding cases that come up from time to time. Greatly appreciate having a Humane Society like we have and a place for these animals to go.
It does put a strain on us when you get something like 30-some animals.
Mm-hmm.
I think as we talked about a little bit one time, the medical treatment alone is a lot of money because any of the animals that come in have to be spayed, neutered. Mm-hmm. And that's an expense there, and typically it's at least, like for a dog, it's a minimum about $350 worth of medical treatment for each animal.
It's a lot, adds up. If it was just one animal, it'd be a lot, let alone the amount of animals when we have cases like this and everything.
Exactly. And they all need something, and then you have to go to the vet, and there's a shortage of vets, so we're transporting either Clark County or sometimes Washington County. That's the long ways to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So
The more these animals we can find a good home locally for, the better. And the better for them, the better for the family, and better for everybody in the Humane Society, everybody involved.
It's a wellness thing also.
Yeah, yeah.
It helps, as Terry said, when you get like an elderly person has a cat that they can sit and cuddle with.
Somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pets are great for that. Pets are great. Plus, they don't talk back.
I was just going to say that. My dog has never, ever. He's always listening. Very attentive.
My fur brother, I go monologues. I test out all my material that I'm going to do on the morning show with him. He laughs at all of it. Loves all of it.
And he agrees to everything, right?
Yes. we also wanted to bring some attention to some other great things going on at the Humane Society. We've got some other stuff going on over there.
Yes, we've been hiring again, going back. We have our ACTs, which are animal care technicians. We've just hired a couple of new ones.
Excellent.
We're still looking for more. We also just put online for a new office coordinator because we lost that position too. So if anybody's interested, you just have to go online. And it's a little tricky to find. You go over to way on the right on the website to About Us.
Yeah.
But don't use the drop-down menu. You have to click on that site.
Mm-hmm.
And then job applications and everything will pop up.
Yeah.
And you can even volunteer. We do have to do some screening because...
It's important.
Well, dogs and cats are confined in there. And there is a... You know, chances of
appreciate that you guys take that. Yeah, for a nonprofit to have to be, for lack of a better way to put it, nonprofits have to be picky about their volunteers, especially in 2024 and going forward. It's important, and it shows not only a respect to the community, but a respect to the nonprofits. Whatever you guys do, in this case, these animals. You know, most people, hey, just anybody that wants to come in, please, we need people. It's that would be understandable. The fact that you have that line in the sand means that you care about these animals, care about the job and everything. And I respect that. I appreciate
that. That's correct. And a lot of it is, you know, these animals are dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were in a home. And now they have no home. Maybe the owner's deceased. Somebody couldn't afford the animal. Whatever it is. And they're in this strange place in a cage.
Yeah, stressful.
Yeah.
Very stressful. And the anxiety in there is unbelievable.
It's palpable, I'm sure.
You can tell with an animal.
Yeah.
The anxiety level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And believe it or not, sometimes they have to be medicated also, like humans.
Yeah, I believe it, which again comes down to a cost that that can be heavy on any nonprofit, especially a humane society, which is why it's so important when we have events with our humane society. We highlight them, we talk about them, we attend them, encourage any local business out there to be a sponsor and be a part of events at the Humane Society. Just as one note that I always like to mention with these things, there aren't many better PR opportunities than attaching yourself to a nonprofit, the United Way, our local Humane Society, any of these things. Most people nowadays, if you are in business, you are trying to get the most bang for your buck. I cannot think of a better way to get that than attaching yourself to a nonprofit. Certainly, I would like to think that people out there doing it from their heart, doing it because they care about their community and that. If that doesn't get you, I can get you on this end of things, because the PR and the people you reach and everything is far and above beyond what you normally would. So any local business out there, especially our local businesses out there, encourage you to attach yourself to these nonprofits. It's a great opportunity, and it's going to get that bang out of your buck.
Well, and I think Terry can speak to this too, I think, because I know that what you do in your line of work. This is a very generous community.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When there's
people
a need.
People rise
right?
to the occasion, no doubt.
Yeah. Always. Yeah. No matter what the event is. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if it could be a benefit for someone who had an unfortunate accident or something. I mean, mm-hmm. the community does.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yes.
Not to speak ill of it, but I was born and raised down in the Milwaukee area, and it's a little bit different down there.
Yeah, than, yeah. I'm from a city myself. I hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
You come up here, and it's
nice.
A welcome change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
So, well, we do have a great event coming up with our Humane Society.
Yes. Well, as we people know, if you look outside and seeing over the winter, we couldn't have a super snow sculpture this year because...
Yeah.
There's no snow.
No snow.
So we decided to cancel that and have a Super Spring Spectacular, which will be this coming Saturday, March 16th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It'll be at the Bullseye Country Club this year.
Nice.
We're going to have food, raffle baskets, kids' games, music, and a lot more. And all the attendees that show up, you get out there, you're entered into a free drawing, and there'll be three door prizes. The biggest one is like a $75 gift certificate and a couple others. And then we have some great raffle prizes. As I think I told the listeners last week, that one of them is the, room at the Kalahari.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's nice. Very nice. Yeah.
For six with water park passes.
Fun.
So that's a
cool.
good.
Yeah.
That one usually goes over pretty big. It's family event that you can go to.
Some great prizes and a great opportunity at a great location. Love our friends over at Bullseye. You can't have a glass of water over there and not have a good time. It's a great spot. It's going to be a fun event. We're looking forward to this.
Yes. I guess I've only been out there a few times, but our venue will be in that room with the glass overlooking the river.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
so
spot.
So I think if you've been out there, you know. It should be a good time, nice food, and get together. I'm not sure about bringing animals out there, but sometimes we get that.
We'll definitely be celebrating animals and talking about them and celebrating our local Humane Society. We're going to talk about that event more and more on the show here and make sure we get you guys a good crowd for that.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. So anybody out there listening want to come out and join us, you are certainly welcome.
Yeah. And if people want to find out more information about that event or some of the things we've talked about today, encourage them to give the Humane Society a call, 715-423-0505. You can email them as well at swchs.com. And be sure to check out their website, swchs.com. Be sure to follow the Humane Society on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on events like that and other good things going on with our Humane Society. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
Well, thank both of you. It's nice being here again.
Always good to see you.
Thank good to have you.
Thank you. Terry and I will be back with more fun on the morning show here right at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Everyone likes a clean, comfortable seat. If you're at the movies or a concert, you wouldn't sit in a seat covered in sticky soda. No, you want the best seat. It's the same for a porta potty. You want them clean and comfortable for concerts, fairs, sporting events, or job sites. So you call Crockett Septic. They can provide porta potty rentals and reliable service to ensure a clean and comfortable experience. Crockett Septic can handle all your porta potty rentals. Call Crockett Septic now at 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tank septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Playmakers sponsored by Wham Incorporated. Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham Incorporated is there with super speed. And there's no need to thank them because it's all in a day's work. Wham Incorporated, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Saving the day one order at a time.
Partly cloudy and still mild today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be cloudy with some showers after midnight, a low 33. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light rain. We can get up to a quarter inch in a few spots. Our high tomorrow, near 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
There is freedom within, there is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup.
I mean, you probably shouldn't have used a paper cup to try to catch it. I would think that something like a plastic cup at the very least would work better, but I digress. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. Your host, James, behind the mic. Terry going to be with us in just a second. We're going to get into some fun entertainment news together. And one of the things that I wanted to make sure to get to right away when it comes to our entertainment is this right here. Jim Parsons and Mayim Bialik will reunite as Sheldon Cooper and Amy Farrah Fowler in the next in next week's Young Sheldon series finale. There aren't any details like what their characters will be doing or what point in the timeline it is. The last time Jim and Mayim appeared together was during the Big Bang finale back in 2019, which showed them winning a Nobel Prize in physics. The finale airs next Thursday on CBS, in case you missed it. Young Sheldon is a spinoff. And Young Sheldon does have another spinoff in the works, so a spinoff of the spinoff. It'll follow Sheldon's older brother, Georgia, and his fiance, Mandy. As they raise their family in Texas. So the show, the Big Bang Theory, was so popular that it's not surprising it would create not only a spinoff, but then to create another spinoff. You don't see that very often in TV history. Just as a little side note, with our star of the day featuring our friends from Culver's, who we'll be doing tomorrow, be sure to listen every Friday for your opportunity to win some free Culver's. We've been doing a thing where we're doing the show and then the spinoff show. And in this, of course, I've done my homework and done a bunch of research on the history of TV shows. And you don't see that very often where there is a spinoff of the spinoff. Like, I don't know off the top of my head many examples of that. That's pretty cool. Looking into this one, we are going to continue to do this, everybody. Be aware that when you buy a movie ticket and you make a movie popular, that movie may turn into a TV show because we're running out of ideas or we already ran out of them. I don't know which one happened first. I'm not 100% sure.
I think we're just out.
I think we're just about out. We're just about out.
We're lazy.
Yes. A little column A, a little column B on that one. Lionsgate is taking two of its biggest movie franchises and turning them into TV series. John Wick and Twilight. Now, I really like the idea of them combining these. I think that would interest me more. Not much is known about either, but the Twilight series is going to be animated.
Really?
So that part may interest people a little bit differently. I don't know. Kids, adult, animated, don't know. I'm guessing adults, but I don't know. The John Wick franchise has already found its way to TV in the form of a prequel series, The Continental, which aired a three-hour show on Peacock last year. The John Wick movies have made more than $1 billion at the box office.
And I think if you love John Wick, you love John Wick.
And the Twilight movies grossed over $3.4 billion.
Yeah.
It's interesting with the Twilight thing because that really, it had its rise and then it faded real quick before the last movie even came out.
Although I think the diehards still...
That's what I was going to say. But the fans of the books are so diehard.
Yeah.
So I actually think that not only is that a good idea, but doing it in the series where it's more direct, it's to TV, you're going to hit a bigger audience probably. And it sounds like they're focusing on the books a bit more. I've talked about this with some students the other day and some other people about the Dune movies. The original Dune from 1984 that we grew up on or we saw, or maybe you saw, or a lot of us kids saw as kids back in the day, that was a fun, interesting movie. It's David Lynch, it's all that, but they had very little of the tech that we have nowadays. And I actually think if you watch scenes, it's really impressive the things that David Lynch did with that movie. The source material, the book, it's so heavy, and there's so much to cover. So the idea, these newer movies are more focused on that than being focused on a remake of the original movie. So you're getting a different telling of the story and everything.
Probably makes more sense.
Yeah, and I think you can like both, too. I think that opens it up to you for you to like both and not focus so much on a remake or, oh, they got this wrong or this casting decision or blah, blah, blah.
Well, and you know me. I mean, I'm an avid reader. Mm-hmm. So when something gets made into a movie, it's sometimes hard for me to like because things that were really important to me in the book – and then they get left out of the movie, and I'm like, whoa, wait, what were they thinking, you know? And so I can see, I do like another, I don't even know if it's another perspective, I don't know if it's fair to say that, but just another, you know what I mean, where they're diving into different details than maybe what the original movie, and then it's not just a remake.
Yeah, and you're so right about this, too. You can cover so much more when you have a weekly TV show or whatever than you can in a 2.5-hour movie where you have to make cuts.
Yeah.
You're actually, for TV writers, give me more material. I need more and more and more. So, yeah, especially if you're a fan of those details and stuff, it may show up more in the TV
show. I mean, you think about that. You read, like, let's say you listen to a book, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like 9 hours for, you know, a 250-page, 300-page book. And then you think, okay, how would they condense this into a 2-hour movie?
You have
to cut.
There are more attempts and failures than there are successes at that. So I think that this is not only a good idea, I think you're going to see a lot more of this where, this is the new big franchise. This is the Da Vinci Code. If that came out nowadays, I have no doubt in my mind that would be a TV show on some streaming service before it would have been turned into a movie because there's so much detail to them and everything. Any chance they get to buy a new book series, they're going to not only pounce on it, but I think they're going to try to lean towards TV more than movies. And I think that's just the future of entertainment. It's not like movies are ever going to go anywhere, but I do think that because of people going to the movies less, movies costing more and more, and quite honestly, the monopoly that is involved with a lot of movie theaters, you're just going to see a lot more people going direct to streaming, going to TV shows instead of movies. You're going to see a lot more of that, and I don't think you're going to see as many of the gigantic budgets that we used to see. That's going to start fading, too.
Yeah, and it seems like people are just enjoying binging series more than, you know what I mean, more than planning for a night at the movie theater.
Well, and look, there's plenty of blame to go around with this subject matter, but one of the big ones is the creatives behind it. And you never hear me say this. I am a creative. This is my industry. But some of these directors that can't, I don't know if they fired their editor or they've never heard of an editor or what, but nobody in human history wants to sit down and watch a 3-hour movie. I am one of the most insane movie people in the world.
I mean, unless it's Titanic.
Sure. There you go. Now, see, but that's the catch where some people will. But if you're talking about The Irishman or you're talking about some of these movies and stuff.
I agree.
It's one of those dances that's going to get figured out more and more. And now with the new contracts that are in place for actors and for writers, not only is there more power to creatives, there's more creativity that is available, but there's also studios that are like, well, now we've actually got to pay these people the right amount. Because they're not paying, like, writers and actors aren't getting paid, like, Rockefeller money here. They're just making basically minimum wage for the entertainment industry. Not even basically. They are making minimum wage for the entertainment industry. But every producer in the world is now, well, we gotta watch our budgets now and everything. And it's a lot cheaper to make a TV show than it is a movie.
Well, I think it's just, too, the evolution of what TV means, right? Because remember, we grew up on you had to wait till next week.
Yeah.
You had to wait till next week. You had to wait till next week. Now you can watch a whole season at once, which is not good because then I just want to sit and watch the whole season.
I want to do that too. Do you force yourself to like wait a week or wait a couple of days to watch another episode? Well, I do that when I can.
Yeah, there's not a ton that I watch, but there have been, you know, there's one series that I love. It's called Virgin River. You probably would never, I mean, it's based on romance novels.
I've heard of it a little.
But it's, but like that, when the new season drops, I'm like, oh, okay, only two episodes at a time. And then you have to go do something, right? So it's like, watch an episode, go clean the bathroom, come back, watch, you know, like I force myself to do something. But it's inevitable by the end of the weekend, I will have watched all the episodes of that season.
Yeah.
No question.
Do want to touch on what's new on your small screen tonight. The streaming premiere of Poor Things on Hulu, dark comedy starring Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, William Dafoe. It's got a lot of Oscar nominations a part of it and everything, and a lot of people are excited about it. The series premiere of The Gentlemen on Netflix, a British drama starring Theo James from the Divergent movies. Guy Ritchie directed these, so if you're a fan of Guy Ritchie, you're probably going to be a fan of these. I know I'm going to probably watch it, I'll be honest with you. And the big one tonight, The State of the Union Address, 8 o'clock on all major networks, including ours. You can catch it right here at Civic Media. You can find that at civicmedia.us. Here at WFHR, I believe, will be playing men's basketball. They're hosting Rutgers tonight at 5. I believe that's what we're playing.
Nice.
100% on that, but I'm double-checking. I think so. Wanted to touch on some local events going on in our area. We had in the gang the Grace Players the other day for Hotel Pickle. That's a great one. That's a great one. Hotel Pickle is a wonderful a two-act show being taking place over at the Grace Lutheran Church. It's a fun opportunity to not only take in a great play, but to see some of your locals, some people that you see all the time and everything. Check this show out and support the work that they're doing over there and help them do some great work. Hotel Pickle, you can find out more by going to their Facebook page. Go to the Grace Lutheran Players Facebook page and check that out.
I love it when silly names just keep your attention.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. Hotel Pickle is a great name for a play. That's a great name. Even if I don't know anything about it, I would want to see that play. We mentioned earlier, tonight's the night. Steve Leslie is in town. Be sure to check him out at the Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets for this great show at savorthearts.com, savorthearts.com. And keep in mind, got a great show coming up this Sunday as well. Always Olivia, an Olivia Newton-John tribute. We recently lost one of the most beloved pop culture icons of all time in Olivia Newton-John. It's incredible to me the arc of her career and how much she accomplished in her career and how talented she was. For some of us, it was Grease. For others, it was Physical. There's many different layers to her career and everything, but I think all of that pales in comparison to how she spent the tail end of her life. Olivia passed from cancer. And she spent the last of her life dedicating to raising awareness about this. She created the ONJ Cancer Foundation. And if you buy tickets for this show, you are not only going to take in a great show with one of the best guests we've ever had on this station in Annie Aiello. Amazing guest. She was so much fun. I could still be talking to her right now. She was a great, great guest. Not only a great guest and a great person, but an amazing talent. She sounds so much like her. Does such a great job. Annie, if you go ahead and want to listen to our interview with her on Midday Magazine, encourage you to do that. Annie's first album she got was an Olivia Newton-John album. And you could tell. You know, this woman has spent her whole life loving this lady. And not only did that, but so you buy your tickets for this show, you're sitting there at the Performing Arts Center enjoying yourself, and at some point or another, in the back of your mind or maybe in the front of your heart, it pops up, oh, and not only am I taking in a great show, but I just helped raise money for Aspirus's Cancer Fund or the ONJ Fund, because part of the proceeds of that ticket will go into these two great foundations.
Very cool.
So how cool is that?
That's awesome.
That may be the greatest win-win there is, of being able to take in an amazing show, see this amazing talent in Annie Aiello. She ain't got to go to Milwaukee for, you ain't got to go to Madison for, or anything like that. It's right here in town. But you're also putting to one of the greatest causes you can in raising awareness and raising funds to fight cancer.
It's a pretty doesn't cool get win much win. Better than that.
Yeah. Get your tickets at savorthearts.com, savorthearts.com, and maybe be listening tomorrow for a chance to win tickets, possibly.
Maybe.
We will get to our state and local news, and we'll come back and have some more fun on Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two of the four inmates found dead at the Waupun State Prison since June died of a drug overdose and a stroke. Tyshon Lemons and Cameron Williams died in October. Medical examiners are still investigating two other deaths at the prison. Some inmates sued the corrections department last fall over what they call grossly inadequate health care. Organic farmers say producers and consumers are better off now that a federal court is banning the use of the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor says it wasn't worth it.
I could see my soil deteriorating, and I also looked at the price of what herbicide was going to cost me one year, and I go, jeepers, creepers, so I just will try organic.
The Center for Food Safety says dicamba might have affected as many as 1 in every 6 acres of ultra-sensitive soybeans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Dog owners in the town of Grand Rapids have until March 31st to license their dogs or face a late fee. All dogs need to be licensed or a $5 late fee will be charged per license after March 31st. You have to present proof of rabies vaccination to have a license issued. If you no longer have your dog, you need to call the Grand Rapids Municipal Building to update their records or you may have a citation issued. The number to call is 715-424-1821 or email info@grandrapidswi.org. The March Rome Farmers Market is happening this Friday, March 8th. It will be at the Woodland Lutheran Church in the town of Rome from noon to 3. You can support local vendors and shop early for your Easter baskets. Lunch will be available for purchase from Jamaican Kitchen. You can also enter to win a gift card or certificate to a restaurant or business when you stop at the Visit Rome booth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks lose to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had their 6-game winning streak snapped, losing to the Golden State Warriors, 125-90. Milwaukee down by 20 at the half, but Doc Rivers says don't get mad about their defense.
This is the first night in a long time where we just didn't play together. Our floor balance was so bad. We took so many bad shots. We had so many bad possessions that when we got back, we were never matched up, and they took advantage of it.
The Bucks road trip continues in L.A. against the Lakers tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn, 74-67, head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Coach Hurley and UConn. They did a heck of a job making us pay.
The Huskies head coach Dan Hurley.
It's a privilege, you know, every time we get a chance to play Marquette and what Shaka's built here. You know, two championship level programs took the court. Obviously, we're thrilled with the win.
That's UConn's head coach Dan Hurley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Join us for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's winter production, The Glass Menagerie. When a mother, daughter, and son are left to pick up the pieces of a broken home, how far does the illusion of one big happy family go until harsh reality settles in? Uncover the truth for yourself when you join the talented cast and crew of The Glass Menagerie, a multimedia production written by Tennessee Williams and directed by Seth and Beth Habhager at WRCT on their main stage. Show dates are March 1st, 2nd, 7th, 8th, and 9th at 7 o'clock, and March 9th has a 2 o'clock matinee. Support your local theater and have a memorable night out. Get your tickets today by calling 715-421-0435 or going online at wrctheater.org.
Partly cloudy and still mild today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be cloudy with some showers after midnight, a low 33. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light rain. We could get up to a quarter inch in a few spots. Our high tomorrow near 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Such a recognizable voice. Such a recognizable voice. It's quite a singer. Terry and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Little Olivia Newton-John to play us in. Again, get your tickets for that wonderful show, Always Olivia, coming up this Sunday at the Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets at savorthearts.com. We got to get to a couple of stories here, Terry, but before we do, want to send a shout out to the greatest listeners in radio, our team, our wonderful listeners here at WFHR. Want to send a special shout out to our friends over at Mid-State Technical College. We are talking about spinoffs. And that with shows. And right away got an email from them. Joni Loves Chachi, Laverne and Shirley, and Mork and Mindy were all spinoffs of Happy Days, which was a spinoff of Love American Style. Very accurate. I found that out, and keep on listening because you're going to hear some of those shows in our Star of the Day. And of course, one of my all-time favorite shows is Good Times. Actually, Good Times was my first favorite TV show. That was a spinoff from Maude, which was a spinoff from All in the Family, of course. You left out the Jeffersons, though. You got to have the Jeffersons in there, too. How do you not?
This is getting very complicated.
It just also speaks to Terry that not only have we been doing this a long time, but people have been saying that they've run out of ideas in Hollywood since like the 50s. Like, it's been going on a long time.
See, so you're really not out of ideas.
Yeah. I thank you very much and appreciate you guys always working with us and interacting with us. We love it. We want more of it. Feel free to call up or email me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Always love hearing from you guys. Terry, let's get into the this search here. Google took another look at the top who, what, when, where, and why questions we Googled last month. Here's a quick look back at what America was Googling in February. Who did I marry?
For the love. Are you kidding?
A TikTok series with the name blew up last month. It's a woman telling the story of how she married a liar, a guy who lied about everything and all this and stuff.
Okay.
So it's one of those. Interesting. What time is the Super Bowl? It started at 6:30 Eastern time. Spoiler alert, the Chiefs won.
So it wasn't really who did I marry. Who did I marry is a title of something.
Yes. Yeah.
Still stuck on that one. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I think that's understandable.
I think there's a Carrie Underwood song for that.
Nicely done. When will AT&T service be restored? It went down on the 22nd. It lasted almost 12 hours. A lot of people really out of work with that, or out of touch with that one. Where is Kate Middleton? She's been recovering from abdominal surgery. Rumors swirled, of course, about it because she's, you know, popular and all that. But yeah. And why is gas going up? The national average rose 21 cents last month, up from $3.31 a gallon. That's not too crazy, but it was, something that people were noting.
So all pretty legit not too silly of questions.
Yeah.
Pretty legit questions.
Actually, pretty interesting. Yeah. It's a supply and demand thing as we start getting into spring break season. Then prices rise even more as gas stations switch over to higher grade summer blend that costs more to make. So that is part of it.
Interesting. What if I don't want summer blend?
Right? Yeah. Do we get a choice in that? Do we get to, you know what? I'll prefer diet. Can I get the diet
Can
gas?
Can I just get the cheap version?
Right. Where are you holding that? Where is that at? Let's get into spring cleaning a little bit here.
Do we have to?
Around the corner. It's coming up. Whether you like it or not, the first day of spring is March 19th. You may not be able to tell by looking outside. It may already feel like spring to a lot of us.
Yeah, spoiled.
Yeah. And it looks like people of Wyoming and Vermont might have the deepest spring clean ahead of them. Spring cleaning study looked at just how much time people in all 50 states spend cleaning their home on an average day. So which states stay on top of it throughout the year and which ones just let the grime kind of build up. The national average is 34 minutes of cleaning and other household housework each day. And people in Alaska rank first in 50 minutes, how much time they spend cleaning.
Daily. Every single day.
Yeah, I believe that's the way. Yeah, they're doing. Rhode Island is next with 47, Idaho at 42, Delaware at 41. Wyoming and Vermont ranked last at just 25 minutes of housework a day they spend. So that is much time spending there.
It'd be nice to spend 0 minutes.
Yeah.
How about one day?
One day, yeah, just one. They also looked at what all that cleaning would cost if you were being paid for it. And on average, it's about $7,188 a year.
But, that's homeownership, right?
Right.
That's just part of the deal.
Yes. I think you can say that having a home that you want to live in and invite people into is priceless.
Yeah.
Pretty priceless.
Not even homeownership. I shouldn't even say that. Having a home of any kind, right? Like you, are hopefully keeping it clean.
Yeah. Not all of it would be paid out equally, though, because they also found women are cleaning a lot more than men. The average guy does 19 minutes of housework a day compared to 49 minutes for a woman. That translates to just over $3,900 of housework done by men each year and over $10,000 for women.
Okay. I want to know, I'd like to meet, give us a call. If you're a man and you do at least 20 minutes of housework every single day without fail.
Yeah. I mean, just in general, anybody that has the time to be able to do that, I think that's part of the crux of why we have spring cleaning is because we don't catch up or we need to catch up on stuff.
I think for me, part of it, though, is just the day-to-day cleaning. Like, when you say that, I don't think about the normal, like, I don't think of the dishes, cleaning up dinner, laundry, because those are things that I just automatically do every day.
Yeah.
When I think about, like, cleaning, per se, it's when I'm intentionally, you know, whenever it is, maybe on the weekend where I'm spending 2 hours, like, you know, floors and bathrooms and, like, all of that. So I guess it probably is true that, you know, we're spending that much time each day. You just don't think about some of those more routine tasks.
The good news is things are evening out if slowly. 20 years ago, the average was 58 minutes a day for women and 14 for men. So that is kind of balanced out a little bit more. But we'll see. We'll see where that goes. I am curious how many, if we'll open the audience, open this up to the audience as well. 715-424-2600. Have you gotten any spring cleaning done with this weather we've had? Have you already gotten a head start on some of it? Has anybody out there actually just already wrapped up their spring cleaning?
Well, and to me, spring cleaning is like separate than regular cleaning.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking like windows and I'm power washing like my porch and, you know, like there's certain things that are for sure getting done.
The chairs you sit on outside.
Yeah,
and
like
stuff
all
like
of that.
That
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not doing it yet. No, happening.
No. Until I'm actually going to be out on that porch. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. And finally in this segment, want to get into this one because we, of course, cover new foods around here. Are we ever going to run out of new weird foods to eat? Here is the latest. Three new food options are hitting grocery store shelves. Which of these do you want to try the most or least? And again, open this up to the audience here, 715-424-2600. Cheez-It flavored ranch dressing. Hidden Valley just announced it's ahead of National Ranch Day on March 10th. It hits Walmart and Kroger stores this month. They say it's something fans came up with. Quote, when we caught wind of them combining the irresistible flavors of Hidden Ranch Valley with Cheez-It crackers, we were blown away. We couldn't be more thrilled to make this dream collaboration a reality.
Ugh. I don't like Cheez-Its. Like, I can't even stand the smell.
Okay.
When you crack open a bag of the...
Oh, yeah. Wow. Good to know. Very good to know, actually. Very good to know.
Yuck.
As a prankster, that's very good to know.
Yuck.
That's grilled cheese flavored tomato soup. If dipping a real grilled cheese in your soup is too much, Campbell's is doing a limited edition run. If you want to try it, check the soup aisle. It might already be there. Now, is this soup flavored like grilled cheese or grilled cheese flavored like soup?
No, it must be soup flavored like grilled cheese. But why?
I don't know.
I love tomato soup. Mm-hmm. But seriously, like I can do the whole grilled cheese tomato soup. Like that's total comfort food for me. I love that. So I would never be able to just have the soup.
Yeah.
I'd be missing the sandwich. I'd be upset.
I think there sometimes companies are missing one of the key things about this stuff. One, the dipping. We like to dip. We're a world of dippers. We love this. Around the world, we love dipping. You know, the love of that. And everybody's different about how much they want of that certain...
Yeah.
Some people, they like to dip just the corner in. Some people, they dip the whole thing in. You know, it's a
or
little
like
different for...
one of my kids, she wants to dip her sandwich, but she does not want to eat even a drop of that soup by itself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she wants a quarter inch in the bottom of the bowl just for her... Literally just for the sandwich.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, okay, I can handle that one 100 times over the Cheez-It Ranch.
Oscar Mayer has a meatless hot dog.
Okay, seriously.
They're called not hot dogs. And they're made from plant-based meats. A little different than veggie dogs. Their parent company, Kraft Heinz, has a plant-based offshoot called The Knot Company. So they're partnering up for it. They're also selling not sausages.
Oh,
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd pass.
I mean, teach their own, you know, but whatever. Yeah, it's not
but
my thing.
I love that, not hot dogs.
I do like the name. I do like the name of it. That's a fun creative name for it. I'm curious, too, and I wasn't able to do a deep dive into this, but just doing a little bit of research this morning and last night a little on this subject. How many of these actually work out? How many of these actually stick around? And all I could find were potato chip brands or flavors.
Or flavors. Well, and it might be smart, like we're talking about the Campbell soup. Mm-hmm. I mean, you very clearly said it's being marketed as limited edition.
Yeah.
That's probably smart.
Yes.
Because you can you generate a urgency around it because it's only gonna if you want to try it, you know, you have a limited time to try it. And then you can always bring it back.
Yeah, yeah. Which that part of it I think is kind of cool. I think that's
because I don't think
right
they
there.
Last. The majority of them do not last.
No, I don't think so. No. And understandable too.
I mean, and a meatless hot dog. Let's be real.
Yeah.
What is a hot dog? It's all the scraps.
I see. I will say that I have nothing against the veggie foods.
No,
and all
me
that
either.
Stuff.
But then just
but
call
but
it
why
something
even
else.
Eat it? Yeah. Well, I mean, why are you even eating it then, though? If you don't like what, I don't know anybody that like. I love the taste of hot dogs so much that I want a fake hot dog. I don't know if I get that really. I can expect it with a steak or with a hamburger or something. Hot dogs are so seem like to me at least so you like either like them or you don't. They seem very very.
I like hot dogs.
Oh, if it's a Vienna hot dog, oh yeah, yeah.
But I just
it's got to be a Vienna hot dog though for me.
I don't get the whole.
I'm not a pork guy, so for me, it's got to be the Vienna ones, the beef ones. But that's not the same for everybody. Some people love the pork ones and everything. So yeah, interesting. Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, James and Terry.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Oh, not too bad. Well, how about a meatless ham sandwich?
That's just weird.
Okay.
Kevin, that's weird.
I don't get the meatless stuff, but you're
meatless
talking about
meat
stuff and yeah, right.
Yeah.
But you talk about, how we're a dipping society, and people make different type of dips. Why don't, and I know that Tostitos did the cheese and salsa mix, they did that.
Yeah.
The queso, that's the awesome though.
Yeah, yeah.
But why does that Hormel chili and Philadelphia cream cheese mix together make it? I mean, we do that once in a while, make a hot dipping with
Hormel. Or like Rotel and Velveeta.
Now we're talking. I like where you guys are going with this. Yeah, that sounds all right. Yeah, get on that.
Or if Ranch wants to go to to another one, why don't they just make a Buffalo Ranch dipping sauce too?
Yeah. I think that might that actually seems like a better way to do this. I don't know,
but Cheez-Its. I agree with Terry. That Cheez-It one just you almost want to vomit in your mouth on that one.
Some of these.
I agree. Gross.
I just.
Okay, Kevin. Favorite cereal.
I was just going to kind of segue me in that. Well, you sit there and say, Raisin Bran. Blah. When you're a kid, you like Raisin Bran. But let me
who
try
did?
You have Raisin
no
Bran.
Kid likes Raisin Bran.
I like Raisin Bran.
It seems one kid did. Yeah.
Okay.
But if you're one of those people that eat a lot of cheese, or if you got to do your colonoscopy, why don't you just have some Raisin Bran? That would help clean your ass.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everything works out. Literally. Good call. Good call, sir.
Yuck.
Always appreciate talking to you, man. Have a great morning.
See ya.
All right, you guys have a great rest of the day.
You too. Best listeners of radio. Appreciate you. We're going to go to
our... No kids like Raisin Bran.
Apparently some kids
No, did. They don't.
Well, at least a couple. Let's go ahead and check in with our partners. We come back. We'll take you to the top of the hour with nothing but fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Playmakers sponsored by Wham! Incorporated. Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham! Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham! Incorporated is there with super speed, and there's no need to thank them because it's all in a day's work. Wham! Incorporated, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Saving the day one order at a time.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said,
I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Partly cloudy and still mild today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be cloudy with some showers after midnight, a low 33. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light rain. We can get up to a quarter inch in a few spots. Our high tomorrow, near 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. We hope you're having a great one out there. Terry and James here with you to take it to the top of the hour and wrap up this show. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope your Friday Eve is treating you good and having a good Thursday out there. We'll get to our schedule in a moment, Terry. But first, we have a That Ain't Right story, and it's an interesting one. It's a different one than we usually do. I should make it clear, I don't know much at all about K-pop. Like, I don't know much about that stuff or anything like that.
Yeah, me either.
I dated somebody for a while that was really into it, and that's about the extent of my knowledge. I don't really know much other than it's...
Can you define, like, how many dates?
Korean pop...
like, how many dates? Oh. I mean, like, you dated once, so you really didn't get much, or...
It wasn't a very long relationship.
Okay,
yeah,
all right,
yeah.
All right.
So, say what you want about Swifties, but they're not this fanatical, at least not all of them. Karina from the K-pop group ASAP had to apologize to her fans after they found out that she had a boyfriend, and that's it. That just had a boyfriend, and people got lost their minds over it and everything. Some of them even parked a truck in front of the group's management agency with an electric billboard that said, is the love given to you by your fans not enough?
Like, oh, come on.
That ain't right, man. Like, whoa.
It's kind of culty, isn't it?
Very, very. Like, there's a very thin line between cult and just big fans. big difference.
Yeah.
That's a little too far. That's a little too far to me. That ain't right. That ain't right.
It's kind of creepy.
Extremely. Like, no matter how big a celebrity is or how popular they are or what you might think of them or anything, never forget the idea. For one, they are human beings just like you and I, and are no different than you and I. And you don't know them. Like, you don't really know them.
Yeah.
This happens from time to time. And I haven't experienced a lot of this, but I have had a little bit of the person they've been listening for years and they think that they know you. And entertainers, part of the reason you go see a movie, I like this particular actor. I know a little bit about them. I feel like they're likable, relatable. I want to see movies starring this person. We get that and completely understandable. But it's also, there's a line, there's a big line in the sand here. What are we doing? That's messed up. That's the kind of thing that that gets away from, like, it's no longer fun fans.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little crazy.
It's almost like a little stalkery, weird, little cringy.
It's a little much.
Yeah.
A little much on that one. We need some palate cleansers, and I've got a good one right here to wrap up our show. It's a That Ain't Right story, sure, but it's a funnier one. A museum in St. Louis is celebrating a local holiday by asking visitors to wear underwear on their heads for a Guinness World Record. The City Museum said it hopes to gather at least 314 people on 314, coming up, a March 14th holiday celebrating the 314 area code. and they want people to wear underpants on their heads for a Guinness World Record to celebrate it.
Isn't that funny?
The current record holder is 270 people set in Naperville, Illinois bookstore in 2012 to celebrate the release of the book in Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants, yeah.
The museum said underwear, presumably clean, will be provided to participants around 1:45 on March 14th, and a Guinness Record adicator will be there to verify.
So I'm just going to say that it's pretty smart of them to provide the underwear. Because yes, can you imagine what all you would see?
You don't want to leave that one
or
up
people
to
that
masses.
Would just do it just to get a reaction.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
So this will maybe be just all the same. You think it's going to be boxers or tighty whities?
I think that it's funnier if it's the tighty whities. Yeah. I think that is a funnier visual.
I think so too.
So yeah. Officials said that they only need about 271 people to break the record, but they hope for at least 314 to celebrate
the day.
Might as well.
Yeah, that's cute.
The museum previously earned a Guinness World Record titles for the largest pencil and the world the longest seesaw and the largest tennis racket. Yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
That's cute.
And it brings attention, brings people to the library, brings more funds to the library. It's a win-win. That's
a
fun
one. I think it's fun.
It's a fun one. I would love to be a fly on the wall in that board meeting at the museum when they're deciding this and figuring it out. How they came to, underwear on the hat.
I am glad they're handing out the underwear, though.
Yes. I feel like that's an incredibly key part of this story. I feel like that's a very important part of it. And a fun story. It's a fun one. Let's get to some local good stories of the day. And part of it is our midday magazine for the day. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 today. Great hour we have lined up for you. In part one, Father Weller, chaplain from the Assumption Catholic Schools, is going to be with us.
Awesome.
We're going to talk a little bit about a big fundraiser they have for campus ministry coming up March 15th and their talent show on the way. I'm going to see if there is an age limit on that talent show. I'm going to see if I can get myself in there, Terry. Just going to see. It's worth a shot, right? It's worth
a shot. I mean, you might as well.
Spoiler alert, I am not allowed. Let's keep in part. Well, I mean, they're smart. They're not going to let me in a talent show.
I mean, I'm just.
I would love to host it,
though. Just zipping my lip.
I would love to be the MC for that talent show. I think that'd be. I love talent shows. I'm big supporter, big fan of talent shows. My sixth grade at Washington School, we had a talent show.
Oh, we always had one at, my kids always were in one at Rudolph, yeah.
Was the first, some of the first entertaining I did, and part of the reason I'm in this chair is because of talent shows.
So one little tip, especially when you're doing it with, kiddos, but probably for anybody, is to have a time limit.
Yes. It's a very good point. Very good idea.
You know what I mean? It can be whatever length you want, but not to exceed whatever. Yeah, 90 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever.
Boy, Mr. Hoodeville wishes he had done that with me. That was bad. I really messed up in that talent show. I'm really lucky that I didn't get expelled in sixth grade. In part two, we get to catch up with our great friend Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with UW Extension. We haven't had Janelle in a while. We always learn and grow from having Janelle on the air with us. Love it. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun hour of conversation. Be sure to join us for that. A little bit later today, it's a ball night. Wisconsin men's basketball, 5:00. Badgers hosting Rutgers. Should be a good one. And keep in mind, there is a tournament action going on here and everything a little bit tomorrow. So we're going to be covering the Wisconsin women's basketball tournament. We're also going to be covering the Wisconsin men's basketball, a hockey tournament. As those teams win, they move on. We'll continue to cover them.
That's awesome.
Looking forward to that. Also wanted to mention Power of the Purse. Power of the Purse coming up next Tuesday. Terry, less than a week away.
Here it comes. This is our handbag silent auction event. It takes place at Bullseye Golf Club. This is an opportunity to gather up your lady friends and come on out and enjoy a great evening, food, refreshments, and we have some fun. There's 24 great purses to bid on, raffles, bingo, just, you know, and even if none of that interests you, even if none of the purses interest you, it's a great time to help support early grade learning and literacy in our community and just come spend an evening. The event is 5 to 7:30. Come spend an evening with your friends. Tickets are available now at United Way, which is 351 Oak Street, or at uwswac.org. We will have a limited number of tickets available at the door, but the price does increase at the door.
Yeah.
So just encourage you, if you're thinking about it and can make it, Come on out.
Looking forward to seeing everybody there. Let's give the United Way a great crowd and show them our support. Find out more at uwswac.org and be sure to follow them on social media. Our friends over at Quality Plus Printing and their side corporation, Wham Inc., are looking for heroes. We're looking for local heroes. You know them. Share them with our friends at Wham Inc. Go to Wham Inc. Incorporated. Wham Incorporated. That's WAMINK Incorporated. Incorporated with a K. Wham Incorporated at gmail.com. You can also email me or any of our, you can Facebook message them as well. Let us know about your heroes. And we'll meet you tonight over at Family Natural Foods. Mike Hittner going to be there giving a presentation at 5:15 tonight. Be sure to meet our friends over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and give Mr. Hittner and the team over there a great crowd. It's going to be a good
program. A lot going on. Anybody who ever said there's nothing going on around here isn't paying attention.
Yeah, and we didn't even cover everything. There's still plenty more going on out there.
It's fabulous.
And as a note to that, any local events you have going on, we want to cover them. That's our job here at WFHR. We cover local. Help us do that by sharing the information with us. We love hearing from you. Great show, Terry. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden.